And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of one of the people who helped invent the modern computer, Grace Hopper, New York City, 1906. She liked to tinker with machines when she was a child, went off to college, studied math and physics, got her Ph.D. in mathematics from Yale. She went to work for the Navy during World War II. She was assigned to work on a machine that would help calculate the trajectory of bombs and rockets. It was an early computing machine. She then went to work writing programs for it, wrote a new computer language that used ordinary words instead of just numbers. It was one of the first computer languages, and it became known as COBOL, C-O-B-O-L, Common Business Oriented Language. It was in 1793 on this date that Noah Webster established the first daily newspaper in New York City. It was called the American Minerva. He started the paper in order to support the Constitution and George Washington, published it for 3 years, and then sold it, moved to New Haven, and began work on his first dictionary. It's the birthday of the man who created Babar, the elephant of children's literature, Jean de Brunhoff, born in Paris, 1893. The character actually was created by his wife, Cecile. She came up with a story of a young elephant who's orphaned when his mother is killed by hunters. And she gave the story to her husband, who was a professional illustrator, and he drew him, the elephant in the natty green suit and the red roadster who liked to do calisthenics. And it's the birthday of the man who gave us the Uncle Remus stories, Joel Chandler Harris, born Eatonton, Georgia, 1845. He went to work for a plantation owner in Georgia, spent his evenings with the man's slaves, listening to their stories. And after he went to work as a reporter for the Atlanta Constitution, he started writing those stories down. The book came out in 1880, Uncle Remus, His Songs and His Sayings. And it's the birthday of John Milton, born London, 1608, who fought in the cause of the Commonwealth during the English Civil War, which got him arrested, lost his eyesight, spent the rest of his life blind, living in seclusion in the countryside, where he dictated his epic poem Paradise Lost to his daughters, line by line. Here's a poem for today by John Milton entitled On His Blindness. When I consider how my light is spent ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker and present my true account, lest he, returning, chide. Doth God exact day labor light denied, I fondly ask. But patience, to prevent that murmur, soon replies. God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly. Thousands at his bidding speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest, they also serve who only stand and wait. On His Blindness by John Milton. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.